What is the absolute essential beginning to creating an effective wealth strategy?
The first thing that we have to do is we have to stop spending. We have to stop with this idea that we have a strategy to spend and start to have a strategy to at least save. Most Americans are big spenders. We love to spend money. We love to go to Costco or Sam's Club. And we need to, when we go to those places, we need to start by thinking about what could we be saving. And I'm not talking about being frugal. What I'm talking about is actually having a budget so that we pay ourselves first, if you will, so that we take money out for ourselves. It doesn't mean that we don't have money for, you know, books and CDs and things like that. But when we go to Costco, we're sticking to our shopping list and we're not being detracted like I am. I have a tendency to go first to the book rack at Costco and say, what's the newest novel out? Or what's the newest CD or DVD out? And I notice that that's where people congregate at Costco, is around that table. And those are things that are unplanned purchases. Now, you know, the rule of thumb is you can't leave Costco under $100, right? But the goal is that we go in, at least to begin here, we start going in and we get in our minds that we know what we're going to spend going into Costco or wherever we're shopping, because we have a certain amount of money. We've already set aside our savings and we're not going to dip into that for anything. Those savings are for retirement or something down the road. So we have to start by getting away from this idea that we need to spend everything we get, that it burns a hole in our pocket, that instead we have money left over at the end of the month, we're living well within our means, and we have that kind of a saving mentality. That's the first step.